this is going to be fast. This is hours of content that will need to explain this. I condense that in like a 40-minute talk that I present to a 20-minute thought, and I end up with a lightning talk. So let's see what is going to happen. What I want to explain is what is the sync package and how it's built. I'm going to skip things. The main thing that you have to know is it's based in two building blocks. One of them is atomic operations. Atomic operations are helping for doing things like adding numbers in concurrent way. What it's doing is basically taking the CPU instructions and say, hey, take care of that. So the CPU is taking care of serializing that execution and ensuring that there's nothing happening at the same time. There's no other process modifying the value. The other thing is semaphores. Semaphores is not exactly the same thing as semaphore in computer programming than is in Go. But well, the idea is when you have a semaphore, you have a set of Go routines that one acquire the semaphore and the rest, when try to acquire the semaphore, is going to wait. The semaphores is the way that the Go runtime has to has for blocking Go routines. So whenever the first Go routine leave the semaphore, another one acquire that, and so on. So that's the other building block that we have. And everything in the sync package is built with the two building blocks. So let's start with weight groups. This is an example of usage of